It's time for the most interactive radio program in Las Vegas today. It's time for Pushing the Limits with Brian Shapiro. Brian will talk sports, politics, entertainment, and anything that matters to you. Feel free to call Brian at 702-221-7283.
You want answers? I want the truth!
Now, Pushing the Limits, here's Brian Shapiro.
All right, what's happening, everybody? It is Pushing the Limits on a Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. You could be listening on the AM/FM dial, KSHP, on the YouTube page, at PTL Radio Show, the Occupy Democrats Network, the Washington Press Network. We're everywhere, and we appreciate you being a part of what we do. You could be watching The View. I don't know. They play part of my show on The View. I don't know what you're watching out there, but anyway, we'll get to that. We have a lot to get to today, including the fact that the word orange turd, a word that I have used for years, ladies and gentlemen, is now a... If you recall, they lost game two against the Miami Heat. I know Cleveland's a better team, but Celtics are going to be just fine. It could go six. I don't think it goes seven. I think they take care of Cleveland, and I think they'll be okay. And I think once Porzingis gets healthy and comes back, they're going to be even better. I look at this Indiana Pacers-New York Knicks series. Indiana blew it in game one. They should have won that game. I got to be honest with you, though. I love Rick Carlisle. I think he's a really good coach and a good dude. The officiating in the first two games of this Knicks series has been so lopsided and so absurd. And the officiating in the NBA playoffs this year, in my personal opinion, is the worst it's been in over a decade.
It's bad.
The calls have been so bad. So many challenges.
So obvious, too.
Oh, my obvious. God. The officiating has been atrocious. Will you get some of the younger officials in there that know what they're doing? Because some of these older officials are losing it, man. Rick Carlisle was complaining about the officiating, and he's got a case in both games, particularly game one. So that's my thoughts on that.
I wanted to tell the listeners out there, sports fans out there, you know, people talk about seven-game series in the NBA and any sports, and number one, availability is the best ability. You have to be healthy. The New York Knicks are beaten up. I don't think Brunson's not playing, or Nobby is not playing. They're beat up. But here's the key, right? In the NBA, in a series, the stars usually do what they're going to do. Back in the day, Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Moses Malone, whoever it was, they did what they're going to do. It's the role players that step up. So if you're looking at, like, Dallas beat OKC Thunder at home, right? And, you know, Luka had 29 and 10 rebounds, nice. And Kyrie had a decent game. But P.J. Washington, the guy that comes, that's one of the lower-level starters, had 29 points. Then you go to, like, Cleveland that beat Boston in Boston. And you have Donovan Mitchell has 29. That's great. But you have LeVert, who averages, I think, 6 points a game.
Yeah.
He has 21. And you can go down the line of guys that step up, and that's how you win series. This guy steps up and has 29 a game, you win. Yeah. This guy steps up. So, you know, a lot of the pressure, everybody puts pressure on the stars and the superstars, rightfully so. But in the long run, in a seven-game series, they usually do it, unless they're in a bad slump.
No,
but the other guys are who's going to win you series.
Well, you know, a lot of great NBA games, some great hockey games to watch over the weekend as well, Mo. And I know when you come in next week, we're going to have a lot of basketball to talk about, that's for sure. But, Paul, always a pleasure having you in studio, my friend.
Absolutely, man.
Put those shades back on. There you go. I like it. Those Detroit Piston shades. I like it, my friend. And I hope you hit a royal flush over the weekend.
I'll take aces with a kicker.
Yes.
I'm not. You know,
please do.
Greedy, yeah.
Please do. Don't throw any basketballs at any fans either, though.
And happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yes, that's right. Mother's Day on Sunday. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to take some more phone calls. Talk a little bit more about my interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which is definitely making the rounds all over the place. And an update on the Donald Trump hush money trial. What took place in the courtroom this morning? Well, we'll have that for you coming up next. The number to call, by the way, is 702-221-7283. Take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. It's Pushing the Limits right here on KSHP.
Brian Shapiro, you're an idiot. Who would have thought there'd be so many kids playing ice hockey in the desert? Jake Helbs Hockey Foundation and the Las Vegas Ice Warriors, founded by Gina Yousafzai 8 years ago, made it possible for families who can't afford the equipment and fees. Donate today at www.hockeyforkids.org and help us continue making a difference. Join us in supporting Jake Helbs Hockey Foundation and the Las Vegas Ice Warriors, where every kid gets a shot at the starting line. Just a reminder, our website is www.hockeyforkids.org.
Voters want safe gun reform, ban military assault weapons, including AR-15s, have universal background checks, and red flag laws. I am Eva Chase, a candidate for Nevada State Assembly District 16, U.S. Air Force veteran, college graduate, progressive independent candidate, fully transitioned transgender woman, former Lieutenant Governor candidate for Nevada in 2022, where I received 7,212 votes in the Democratic primary. Follow me on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok. Donate to my campaign bot fund account and stay progressive.
My name is Kola Akinbade. I'm running for mayor of Las Vegas. As mayor, we will offset the off-season by diversifying our economy, bringing technology, high-paying jobs, and strengthening our entertainment industry. In order to tackle this issue of homelessness, we need new money, because the budget will never be enough. Therefore, we will legalize prostitution and tax money with flow. Today, go to our website, Kola, K-O-L-A, KolaForMayor.com, and my phone number, 725-263-2660. Support a campaign and donate today. Again, KolaForMayor.com at 725-263-2660. My name is Kola Akinbade, and I'm running for mayor of Las Vegas.
Residents of Las Vegas Ward 5, are you ready for a brighter future? I would like to introduce myself, Dr. Erica Smith, your people's choice for city council. With a vision for progress and the fortitude to make it happen, I am committed to moving us forward. I am not just a candidate. I am a fighter for you. With myself on the city council, you can expect a real change and a community that thrives. Vote for Dr. Erica Smith, because together we're building a better tomorrow. To learn more about me and my campaign, go to www.ericaforlasvegas.com. Paid for by the Vote Dr. Smith Committee.
Hey everybody, are you struggling to find a pizza place that reminds you of Brooklyn? That true blue New York style pie? Well, worry no more. Stallone's Italian Eatery Pizza is a knockout. We're located at 467 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard, just off of Premier Road, half a mile east of South Point Casino, just minutes from the Las Vegas Strip. Come by and grab a slice of pie. Plus, check out our Brooklyn-inspired Italian cuisine. Our sandwiches are super hero, that is, because why be a sub when you can be a hero? Stallone's Italian Eatery is here to serve you phenomenal food, Vegas. Forget about it.
Did you know that 99% of air conditioning issues start with airflow issues? Well, guess what? Pioneer Air has your back. They've been operating for 20 years in the industry within the Las Vegas area. Large enough to handle all your air conditioning and heating needs, but small enough to know your first name. Pioneer Air focuses on preventative care, much like wellness checks for humans. They believe in wellness checks for air conditioning and heating systems to extend the life of the system you own. So what are you waiting for? Schedule your wellness check with Pioneer Air today. The number to call is 702-831-4840. Here's the best news. Mention this ad and you'll receive 10% off. Call Pioneer Air today. 702-831-4840. That number again, 702-831-4840.
Come join us on Saturday, May 25th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Lee's Family Forum in Henderson for the 16th annual Beer and Tequila Experience. A huge collection of wine, handcrafted beers, fine tequilas, and spirits all available for tasting. Food will be available for purchase during this indoor event, and a live DJ will provide entertainment throughout the evening. Proceeds go to Lee's Helping Hand, a nonprofit affiliated charity with Lee's Discount Liquor. Location, 200 South Green Valley Parkway and the 215 Freeway. See you there. At Safe Steps Academy, we're on a relentless mission. We're not just teaching CPR, we're igniting a movement, spreading the gospel of preparedness far and wide. Our focus is clear, to empower everyday people with the knowledge and confidence to act in an emergency. Picture this, you're out for a walk, enjoying life's simple pleasures, when suddenly a medical emergency strikes. In that critical moment, you're surrounded by trained bystanders who leap into action, their skills honed by Safe Steps Academy. All classes will train individuals and adults, child, infant CPR, AED, and first aid. Classes are laid back, hands-on, and equip you for real-life emergencies. Instruction is approximately 1.5 hours long. Located at 4079 North Rancho in Alexander, behind Timbers Bar. Contact Michelle for an appointment at 702-583-5838 or go to SafeStepAcademy.com.
All right, welcome back. It is Pushing the Limits on a Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, quick programming note, we got some great guests lined up for next week. We'll see if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to come back on because he's doing some defense tweeting today about the interview he did with me. Again, I'm not making this claim, but some on the right are posting on social media that I might have ended his campaign because some say he admitted to a felony and giving his kids fake vax cards. So I don't know. He's welcome back on to talk about that. I love Lisa Guerrero. If you know her name, she's an actress, former Playboy model, former sports reporter. I love her takes on politics, too. And she has a new book that just came out talking about her going through some real tough health issues. Love Lisa Guerrero. She's going to be joining us on the show next week, among some other very special guests as well. One of the best, would you call him a ventriloquist? I think you would. One of the best in the world, Terry Fader, is going to be joining us in studio. And listen, I've heard some rumors. I don't know if this is true or not, but Donald J. Trump could be joining us on the show next week. I'll have more information about that. We're working on it, and hopefully he'll be joining us on the show and give us a few minutes next week. Joining us right now in studio is Ileana Dropkin, of course. I love to get the female's perspective on so many different issues, and Ileana joins us. Ileana, thank you so much for being here. I guess the first question I got to ask you is, what is going through your mind as a woman?
Yep.
When you picture Donald Trump, as Stormy Daniels described. Let me finish. You know, I know you don't want to, but I'm forcing you. With his arm like this in his boxers.
Lord, why do you keep like putting these images in my head?
Well, I have to, because I want to get the female perspective. Right. Like, when he's doing this, like, what do you, like, what's the first thing that enters your mind? I'm just curious.
Gross.
Yeah. Well, apparently Stormy was staring at the ceiling when they were having intercourse. So,
I did hear her accounting of that, and yeah, I mean, there's definitely a power imbalance with that, and he's not a small man, so not as appendage. Not talking about
okay.
That.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. I just wanted to clarify.
I can imagine that was not a comfortable experience.
No, I can't imagine.
Thanks for that vision.
I can't imagine it was at all. Well, let me give you and our listeners a few updates on what took place in the courtroom today, if I may. So just to start, Donald Trump's ex-attorney, Michael Cohen, the fixer, he is expected to begin his testimony on Monday. That is going to be explosive. Analysts for AT&T and Verizon and two paralegals from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office testified about phone records today. Former White House aide Madeleine Westerhout also provided evidence about how Trump received checks. Prosecutors, you know, of course, are accusing Trump and taking part in this illegal conspiracy to undermine the integrity of the 2016 election. So as Donald Trump left the courtroom, being the spoiled bitch that he is, pardon my French, but that's what he is, he laminated his gag order while others say whatever they want. That's what he claimed. Yeah. He said, quote, everybody can say whatever they want, but I'm not allowed to say anything about anybody. It's a disgrace. Of course, that's a lie. There's nobody else that's attacking the jury. There's nobody else that's attacking.
They're starting to. I just caught part of, I think it was a member of the House who yesterday came on and started weighing in, because there's obviously no gag order and there's no third person gag order on that. And so, yeah, I think that's next, whether he's telling them to do it or they're just trying to score points.
Right.
With
but
him,
the point
that's coming next.
Correct. But the point I'm trying to, But the point I'm trying to make is nobody in the courtroom involving the case, like the prosecution, they're not saying whatever they want. Donald Trump is lying. The only person that's bitching and complaining, attacking the jury, attacking members of the judge's family is Donald J. Trump.
Which is dangerous.
And it's and it's nobody else. Now, he also went on to show some clips of stories criticizing the case. Yeah, two very credible people that Donald Trump used, Jonathan Turley and Sean Hannity. Yeah, because when I get my legal expertise that's non-biased, the first person I think of is that frickin' idiot Sean Hannity, that
poor
embarrassment.
News.
And Trump, right, exactly. And Trump also repeatedly attacked Joe Biden and took credit for the stock market going up, claiming it's a response to his leading in the polls, which is absolutely absurd. By the way, Wisconsin, if you do care about polls, polls just came out in Wisconsin giving Biden a 6-point lead. I'm sure Donald Trump didn't read that. During the trial on Friday, CNN reporters saw Trump going through a large pile of clips, just searching so this is what went down in the courtroom on Friday, but I would expect that Monday, when Michael Cohen takes the stand, oh boy. Now, I think if you think the defense was going hard at Stormy Daniels, wait till Monday.
Oh, and I think she did a great job, by the way.
I thought she did fine.
I think they didn't do a good job. I think she exceeded expectations.
Sure.
And that could have gone either way, right? For the defense or the prosecution.
I agree.
So I think she did a great job. And I think Michael Cohen, so we'll see if Trump can contain himself.
No, he can't.
With the Michael Cohen testimony, we'll see what happens.
He can't contain himself with porn stars, and he can't contain himself in a courtroom. He can't contain himself in it when he's the president. That is for sure. All right, let's take some phone calls, Ileana. What do you say?
702-221-7283.
702-221-SAVE. Let's start off with Maggie. Maggie, up this segment. Hi, Maggie. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, my God. Hi. Hello?
Yes. Oh. Yes, hi, Maggie. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my phone call. Oh, my gosh. Like, the internet found me. I wasn't looking for this, but it stumbled across and I hit play, and I'm really glad I did. Thank you for you guys being you and whatever you're doing. It's awesome.
Well, thanks, Maggie. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I wish it was Los Angeles, but it's Michigan right now. The weather's nice.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, Maggie. Well, I'm glad you found the show. What's on your mind today?
Okay, well, so I've been watching very closely what's been going on since jury selection. Would not want to be there. Yes. You would, but you wouldn't. Scary. But that's fine. So I was listening to your podcast today, and I've been watching it closely and giving short cliff notes to my friends that don't have time to keep up with it, that actually have lives, jobs, things to do. So I was like, okay, cliff notes after like 13 days. I was like, basically, let's wrap it up. The guy's an idiot. The paper trail's ridiculously long. And the thing I found most hilarious was that he actually tweeted on Twitter on how he paid off Michael. I couldn't stop laughing after that one.
I
can't remember the last time.
It's interesting because the funniest part so far of the trial to me was just the orange turd conversation yesterday where Donald Trump's own attorney brings up the term orange turd, and then it kind of backfires on them, which I find that to be quite funny and interesting, to say the least.
There's so many funny parts. Like, first off, you can't even make this shit up if you tried. It's so fucking funny and so
good. Whoa, watch. Okay, so watch the language. Watch the language.
Sorry.
We're live on a radio show. It's not a podcast, but that's okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, so for those that are tuning in, that are trying to keep up, that can't keep up, but are trying, the one thing I did hear with you guys when you were talking about the gag order, clarify some fine details.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fucking FedEx.
Well, okay, well, you got to watch the language. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. 702-221-7283 is the number to call. Usually I expect my MAGA crowd to be throwing out expletives, but that's okay.
But I totally understand the dogs in the background at the wrong time.
It's all right. You call back. Just watch the potty mouth. 702-221-7283. Okay, so who's next calling in? Let's go to Vivian. Vivian is next up on Pushing the Limits. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Glenn. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
I have a question in reference to all of the counts that he has. Do they have to find him guilty on all counts, or can they take separate counts?
Oh, no. Yeah, he doesn't have to be. No, absolutely not. I mean, when you look at all these four cases combined, he's facing, I believe, 88 felony counts. In this specific case, it's over 30. He could be found guilty of just one, and it still makes him a convicted felon. Now, I believe that's going to happen.
That's what I mean. Because I'm like, there's no way they could have a hang jury on every single count, because some of those are so obvious. It's
well,
crazy.
So technically, they can have a hung jury. Now, do I think that's going to happen? No, I agree with you. But technically, it could happen. I believe, and I'm just, again, this is just a guess. He's facing over 30 counts in this case. I think maybe a small handful of felony counts he will be found guilty of. Some more serious than others, but I would be hard-pressed to believe that he's going to be found not guilty on every single count. I just think the evidence is overwhelming that he committed, fraud with these business documents. Whether it's election interference or not, I don't know. But what I will say is that we forget what took place a few weeks before the presidential election in 2016 with the head of the FBI claiming that they opened up the case again with Hillary Clinton.
What he did was totally wrong, because I think everything, the swing was going towards Hillary until they did that, and for no reason whatsoever, everybody said, "Oh, let me not vote for Hillary."
Well, you know what? Some Democrats are not going to like to hear me say this. It's Democrats' fault because they put these Republicans in power. Stop putting so many Republicans in powerful positions, and then this stuff won't happen. You know, he was a Republican. Whether it's Bill Barr, whoever these people are, Bill Barr's a joke. You know, these people are disgusting. And listen, what Comey did weeks before the 2016 election, if you want to talk about election interference, that's exactly. And if Comey wasn't a Republican, that would not have happened. Trust me. Oh, yeah. By the way, what did they find? Nothing. They found nothing on Hillary Clinton. And you could make
repetitive emails of stuff they already had.
Exactly. And I'm so sick of these right wing idiot turds two-tier justice system.
Well,
yeah. OK.
The irony is the Republicans don't like Comey. Right, he got
right.
So that's the irony of that. It's not like the Republicans have cheered him or supported him in any way, right? So
yeah. No, you're right.
I've got one more thing to say, Blaine. Sure. You know how Trump is going out like for his election rallies or whatever he's doing.
Campaign rallies. Yep.
He's not really talking to the people. He's just talking to the rich people who helped put him in office and everything like that. And the other people, he just like ignoring them. It's just disrespectful the way he ignores them, just like he was disrespectful when he didn't do the debate.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, he wants their vote, of course. But if you look at Mar-a-Lago, it doesn't look like any of these middle America people that he claims he cares about, the uneducated or whatever. He does this large fundraiser with a bunch of billionaires saying about how he's going to be giving them more, you know, tax breaks for the rich. Donald Trump doesn't care about anybody else but himself. Yes, he cares about money and he cares about his large donors. Yes, he wants to be elected president of the United States. But the reason why this whole hush money case is going on is because the one thing Donald Trump cared about was winning in 2016. If that meant at a cost of, you know, whatever, he was willing to do it. And in my opinion, break the law in order to do it. And I appreciate the call, dear. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend. OK, thank you. Appreciate it. 702-221-7283 is the number to call. 702-221-SAVE. Let's go to Tom calling from New York. Tom, what's going on, man?
Tom from Syracuse.
What's up, my man?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Ileana.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
It's always good to hear your voice.
Yeah, and she's so adorable, Brian. You got to have her on more often.
Thank you.
what is that, a chain around your neck?
It is. It's a necklace, yep. Not quite a chain.
I was going to say, where's the ball in the chain?
It's some bling. It's some bling. That's what it is.
But anyways, Brian, I'm just curious. I heard you just mention that you're going to have Donald Trump on possibly next week.
It is a possibility. I can't promise you anything.
Oh, that's
I'm just wondering, because I think you did a really good job with RFK the other day with the questions that you delivered to him. what kind of questions would you be or comments would you be delivering to Mr. Trump?
Well, boy, that's a loaded question, because if he was sitting next to me right now, I'd probably have hundreds of questions to ask him. The first one would probably be, why don't you just admit that you did this to help your brand? Why don't you just admit you did this because you didn't want to make America great again? You did this for you. Why do you continue to attack everybody that disagrees with you? Why are there so many people that have worked for you that aren't supporting you for this presidency, this election in November? I would say, is it true that you've never done anything wrong and everybody's out to get you and all these counts are false? Is it true, Mr. President, that you haven't slept in the same room with your wife in 20 years if you guys have such a loving relationship? I mean, there's so many questions that I could go along the lines with him. And I would say, are you going to take this to your grave, lying about the 2020 election? And he would give me nonsense, and I would call him a liar to his face. And he would give me nothing but lies and nonsense. And I would say, when it's all said and done, Mr. President, and when your life is over, how do you think you're going to be remembered? You think you're going to be remembered as this really good guy who cared about people, was a great father and a great husband? How do you want to be remembered? Because you die with no money, Mr. President. How do you think people are going to remember you by this warm, thoughtful, good father, good husband? Do you care about that, Mr. President? I mean, these are the types of questions I would get very personal with him. And I wouldn't ask him really almost anything about policy, but I would ask him, why don't you take responsibility for the abortion stuff that took place in Arizona? Why don't you say leave it up to the states, but the reason why it was left up to the states and the reason why this happened is because of you, because of the people that you put on the Supreme Court. What did you do on January 6th? What did you do? Is it true you just sat on your fat ass for 4.5 hours and did absolutely nothing? What did you think when people were chanting, hang Mike Pence? If you call yourself pro-police, which he does, then why did you say those people that attacked police officers on January 6th are heroes? Why did you call them patriots? Why do you make them the victims? Why did you defend the Confederate flag? When NASCAR decided to ban the Confederate flag, why were you the first person to go after NASCAR? Why did you never retract the Parkland 5, the 5 minorities that were wrongfully convicted for murder? Why did you never retract after they were found innocent of all charges? Why didn't you apologize for that? Why did you have the whitest administration in the history of this country, Mr. President? If you say you love your black fans, if you claim that, why do you have the whitest administration in the history of this country? Why was your father arrested at a Klan rally? I mean, I could go on and on, Tom. Up in my head, I have so many things that I can ask him. Why have you been unfaithful to every woman you've ever had in your life? Why do you go after women on looks? What would you like to apologize to the McCain family? Why did you dodge the military several times? Why did the doctor who claimed you had bone spurs, why is his family saying that that was a lie, that he was coerced into doing that? Why do you go after a POW and say that you don't respect John McCain because he was captured? Why do you call Mexicans rapists? Mr. President, I'm Jewish. There's no way in hell I'm voting for you. I don't hate my religion. I don't hate Democrats. I don't hate Israel. Why do you go after every single person that disagrees with you? Do you have any class, Mr. President? What's the most important thing to you, Mr. President, in your life? The things you own or your family? And if it's your family, then why do you treat them like garbage? What Trump University? I can go on and on. I'm going on a rant here.
Trump
University. What would you say about your Trump University, Mr. President? Are you a snake oil salesman, Mr. President?
But you know how he's going to answer these. So
people don't ask him these questions. They don't ask him these questions. They don't press him on this stuff.
We pretty much know what he's going to say to these things and how that's going to go. I mean, he's a narcissist.
Yeah, he would turn it around and he always does and obfuscate and all that stuff. But my question to him would be, why are your hands so small, Mr. President? Is it only your hands that are small? Maybe you should ask Stormy Daniels.
How does it feel, Mr. President, that the women that have slept with you are disgusted with you? How does it feel, Mr. President, that when you're making love to a woman, she's staring at the ceiling saying, oh, God, how did I get myself in this situation? Does that make you feel like a man, Mr. President? How does that make you feel, Mr. President? You know, I mean, there's so many things that I could ask him because he's such a despicable human being. Listen, let me be clear on this. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not a despicable human being.
No, he seems like a very nice
I disagree with him on a number of issues. He seems like a good husband. He seems like this is what I took away from the interview besides disagreeing with him on a number of issues. He's not a bad guy.
No.
I think he's a decent man that is misguided when it comes to vaccines, but I don't think he is intentionally trying to hurt people. No. Donald Trump doesn't care about anybody but himself. I can give you examples of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. caring about people,
right,
because I believe he does care about people. Doesn't mean I'm going to vote for him, but there is no comparison there. Donald J. Trump is a despicable, disgusting, I'll say it, orange turd. Tom, I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, Ari Melber on MSNBC, the night after you interviewed him, I think he played a taped interview that he had with RFK. And there's one question that RFK stumbled on, and that was when Ari asked him, would you pardon the January 6th?
Yeah, I heard that.
Felons? And he couldn't answer. And I think the reason is because he wants the Trump votes.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry, but you, like you, Brian, and I've watched you a lot, and I admire you. You're a lot like I am. You always answer the question, and either for or against somebody, and that's what I think a candidate for office, especially president, should be like him. He should be answering honestly. I mean,
yeah, he answered just, it in a case by case basis. He wouldn't. He refused to say that they.
Right.
But he
right.
did condemn January 6th, just not.
Yeah. Well, my goal. Right. My goal is to get all all presidential candidates on this show. We got RFK Jr. I am in talks with the White House. So if we can get 10 minutes with Joe Biden, that would be incredible. Obviously, I do want to get Donald Trump on the show, and there's a possibility we might get him next week. So I appreciate your call, Tom. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, okay?
Yep. Thanks a lot. You too. And
thank
see you later,
you.
Ileana.
All right.
Yep,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tom, for the phone call. All right, Ileana. So here's what we're going to do. Two females now on the show. Coming up next, I have a lot of respect for her, of course. She's a former pastor, now turned OnlyFans model and life coach. Nicole Mitchell is going to be joining us next on the show. Miss USA resignation. I did want to talk about that because this is a big story. We have a little Bieber news for you for Bieber Nation. We'll talk a little bit about that. The Tom Brady roast was awesome. I do want to talk about that as well. So we'll be talking about all those topics and more with Nicole Mitchell coming up next. Ileana is going to stick around as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Pushing the Limits right here on KSHP.
Hey, everybody. Are you struggling to find a pizza place that reminds you of Brooklyn? That true blue New York-style pie? Well, worry no more. Stallone's Italian Eatery Pizza is a knockout. We're located at 467 East Silverado Ranch Boulevard, just off of Premier Road, half a mile east of South Point Casino, just minutes from the Las Vegas Strip. Come by and grab a slice of pie. Plus, check out our Brooklyn-inspired Italian cuisine. Our sandwiches are super hero, that is, because why be a sub when you can be a hero? Stallone's Italian Eatery is here to serve you phenomenal food, Vegas. Forget about it.
Who would have thought there'd be so many kids playing ice hockey in the desert? Jake Helps Hockey Foundation and the Las Vegas Ice Warriors, founded by Gina Yousafzai 8 years ago, made it possible for families who can't afford the equipment and fees. Donate today at www.hockeyforkids.org and help us continue making a difference. Join us in supporting Jake Helps Hockey Foundation and the Las Vegas Ice Warriors, where every kid gets a shot at the starting line. Just a reminder, our website is www.hockeyforkids.org.
My name is Hunter Kane, and I'm talking with you for a call to action for our veterans in Clark County. Who is Hunter Kane? Well, I'm a decorated combat veteran, veteran community leader, and candidate for Clark County Commission. You know, no veteran has served on the commission in nearly 30 years, which is why our veteran homelessness, unemployment, and suicide rates are out of control. So here's the call to action. June 11th, vote veteran, vote Kane for Clark County. Let's rally behind someone who's been in the trenches, who knows the sacrifices, and who's committed to making a real difference. Join the campaign by searching Elect Hunter Kane on social media or go to www.electhunterkane.com.
My name is Kola Akinbade. I'm running for mayor of Las Vegas. As mayor, we will offset the off-season by diversifying our economy, bringing technology high-paying jobs, and strengthening our entertainment industry. In order to tackle this issue of homelessness, we need new money because the budget will never be enough. Therefore, we will legalize prostitution and tax money with flow. Today, go to our website, KOLA, K-O-L-A, KOLAformayor.com, and my phone number, 725-263-2660. Support our campaign and donate today. Again, KOLAformayor.com at 725-263-2660. My name is Kola Akinbade, and I'm running for mayor of Las Vegas.
Voters want safe gun reform, ban military assault weapons, including AR-15s, have universal background checks, and red flag laws. I am Eva Chase, a candidate for Nevada State Assembly District 16, U.S. Air Force veteran, college graduate, progressive independent candidate, fully transitioned transgender woman, former Lieutenant Governor candidate for Nevada in 2022, where I received 7,212 votes in the Democratic primary. Follow me on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok. Donate to my campaign bot fund account and stay progressive.
Did you know that 99% of air conditioning issues start with airflow issues? Well, guess what? Pioneer Air has your back. They've been operating for 20 years in the industry within the Las Vegas area. Large enough to handle all your air conditioning and heating needs, but small enough to know your first name. Pioneer Air focuses on preventative care, much like wellness checks for humans. They believe in wellness checks for air conditioning and heating systems to extend the life of the system you own. So what are you waiting for? Schedule your wellness check with Pioneer Air today. The number to call is 702-831-4840. Here's the best news. Mention this ad and you'll receive 10% off. Call Pioneer Air today. 702-831-4840. That number again, 702-831-4840. All right, welcome back. It's Pushing the Limits on a Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. Also want to thank my dear friends at Jackson's Bar and Grill, my favorite gaming bar in town, located at Flamingo and Jones. May promotions every Tuesday. If you show them your TAM card, you get $50 in free slot play. That's pretty cool. They got other great promotions there as well. Great food, great atmosphere. I'm there all the time, usually sitting there playing a little video poker. Just a great place where it's just fun just to hang out and relax. And some great locals hang out there. And it's just fun. So please check them out. Tell them I sent you. Jackson's Barn Grill, located at Flamingo and Jones. So this is the point of the show where we certainly enjoy talking about pop culture. And the lovely lady joining us right now, you've seen her on Dr. Phil. Are you kidding me? That's my Dr. Phil. You've seen her on Dr. Phil. She's made multiple appearances on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. The former pastor, now turned OnlyFans model. She got out of that right-wing, far-right evangelical lifestyle, and I think she's doing very well for herself now. Well, I know she is. The very beautiful and talented Nicole Mitchell joining us on the show. Nicole, it's good to see you as always. How are you?
Hello, I'm so good. Happy Friday, you guys.
Yes, happy Friday. Before I get to some of these pop culture topics, I wanted to ask you this just from a female perspective. You're in the industry. Here you have porn star Stormy Daniels, who's in a courtroom, okay? She's not doing like a fun interview or promoting anything. She's in a courtroom and she's like shaking. She's nervous. And she's talking about the sexcapades that she had with Donald Trump for the world to see. Can you imagine what would be going through your mind? I'm just curious. If you were in that situation, I'm not saying you would sleep with Donald Trump, but I'm just saying in general, what she must be going through with the world watching her, like what that must be like.
I think most people are so uncomfortable talking about sex, much less talking about sex with Donald Trump and that whole situation, much less on a global scale. I can only imagine the anxiety, the panic, the stress, the worry, and the long-term repercussions this is going to have on her life.
All right, I'm going to ask you a personal question, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want to. Stormy Daniels described the sex in a courtroom, and she said that when the act was happening and she was on her back, I have to be careful here in describing this, PG-13, she was staring at the ceiling and thinking to herself, oh my God, how did I put myself in this situation? Have there been any times in your life. I would imagine every man and woman probably has a moment or moments like that. I'm sure every woman that I've been with feels that way about me, I'm sure. But in all seriousness, like, have you ever been in a situation like that where while the deed is happening, you're thinking like, oh, like Stormy Daniels, oh my God, how did I get myself in this situation?
Totally. I would agree. I think most of us have been in that situation for all kinds of reasons. I can say definitely more than once that I've been like, what am I even doing? Like, what is happening? Let's get through this deed. And Nicole, you need to do better.
So what advice would you give Stormy? Like, I mean, I don't know. What would you say to her, woman to woman?
I think the world is so judgmental, right? We want to tear any convenient person apart. And I can see people like, well, you put yourself in that position. You chose that. There's so many reasons we put ourselves in different positions. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean we need to lack compassion or understanding or empathy. So I think I would just want her to know, like, we've all been there. And yours just unfortunately has to do with Donald Trump on a global scale. And I'm so sorry. And I hope your life gets much, much, much better when all of this is done.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, this wasn't rape or sexual assault. She put herself in that situation. Yep. She's made money off of this. But at the same time, you know, she's also had death threats. And a lot of people, you know, it happened in Vegas where she talked about it in 2011, where somebody threatened her life in a supermarket parking lot. I don't, you know, condone that behavior. And I feel sorry for her for that. But, you know, yeah, as a woman or as a man, you know, some people put themselves in situations where they regret it. It doesn't have to be sex. It could be anything in life. Right. Yeah. And I don't think we should be that judgmental over people. At the same time, I do question any woman that would ever want to see Donald Trump naked. But I guess that's another story for another show. I guess.
I don't think she wanted to see him naked.
Probably
that,
not.
That kind of came across.
Probably
as that,
not.
Like, yeah. the power imbalance. But also, yeah. I don't really feel sorry for her. Right. I really don't. She obviously has capitalized on this. She's sure. going to increase her brand off of it. And she's going to have the haters. But she's also going to fare pretty well out of this. So I don't really feel sorry for her.
I tend to agree with you. Okay, one more Trump question. And then we're going to move on to some more fun topics. But, you know, when it comes to Donald Trump and his current wife, Melania, Stormy Daniels claims, and I believe her, that even 20 years ago when this deed was taking place, this very short deed, that he said that he and Melania didn't even sleep in the same room together. I would imagine that hasn't changed in the last 20 years. What would you say about a relationship? In this case, I think it's a financial relationship or marriage. When they don't even sleep in the same room as one another for 20 years. I mean, what would you say to that?
Yeah, I definitely think it's more of an arrangement than a relationship. But I will say there's actually a moving trend in current modern day relationships where people are actually sleeping in separate rooms. And now people are actually living in separate homes. Like, it's called a bi-pad relationship, a two home relationship. Like, there's, I think more and more people are actually finding that they thrive better in a relationship when they're not together 24/7. They can sleep in their own beds.
Yeah.
So I think it's more about the reason why than it is about the fact that they're sleeping in separate beds and separate rooms. Yep. Like, am I surprised about that, about Melania and Trump? Absolutely not. I think that's probably been the case with most women in his life.
Yeah.
But I also love that it's becoming a modern trend where people are finding out, like, what will make our relationship work? It doesn't matter what tradition says.
I would also add that I don't think Melania just, you know, continually wants to live in a different home. I think she wants to be in a different country. That's just my personal opinion. But it's just a matter of time before that divorce happens. I'm going to make a prediction. I think it happens very soon after the November presidential elections. But we'll wait and see what happens.
Or not. Financially, it might just, you know, that they just might be connected by that.
Yeah. Oh, that's the only reason. Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I'm sure Melania started dating and married Donald Trump because she loved his lavishly good looks. I'm sure his orange skin and his wonderful hair. Nicole, this is an interesting story that's come out, and it's a troubling story of Miss USA's resignation letter. She's accusing the organization of building a culture of fear and control. This is a very serious and bizarre and troubling story. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, and there was another, she shared about a sexual harassment case that took place. They didn't take her seriously. They have a grueling work schedule, and I'm actually really proud of her for doing something so publicly that is typically not looked upon well, and just like taking a stand for her mental health and her emotional well-being and saying, just because I have this great honor and privilege of being in this position doesn't mean I have to stick with it. And it was interesting, after she did her resignation. Another, I think it was maybe Miss Teen USA, also did her resignation right after her. So I think like it just shows when one person stands up for themselves, especially for a woman, it encourages other women to come forth and be their true selves and be brave. So I'm really happy for her. I'm really sad that all this stuff went down that it did, that she wasn't taken seriously, that it was an unhealthy work environment. And at the same time, I'm also not surprised considering it is Miss USA.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. And even tagging Donald Trump in some of this stuff with some of the pageants that he owned, there are stories that are collaborated by some of the pageants where he'd walk into these dressing room areas when some of these, some of them teenagers were naked. And I'm sure there are other Donald Trump type people out there that wouldn't surprise me are doing the exact same thing. And it's absolutely terrible. And I don't condone it. And I am with you. I support her, Miss USA, on this. And I am proud of her for standing up and being honest about it, because I think it takes a lot of courage. All right. I don't know, Nicole, Ileana, if you guys have the Bieber fever. I had the opportunity to meet Justin Bieber. Oh, boy, this must have been 7 or 8 years ago. And it was a nice story because he came to Las Vegas and he donated a bunch of money to a local school.
Whitney Elementary. I started that. Yep.
It's a great story.
And that was Bob and Sandy Ellis. That was our very first school we had. We were able to get the then governor there with the full press corps, and the story went national. And that's how that got picked up. And then Ellen DeGeneres got involved because it went national. And they came in to do the library. And
so anyway, point being that, you know, he's done some he's done some very charitable things. And he gets a little, for lack of a better term, a little bitchy with the paparazzi at times. But, you know, this is a kid that's been under the microscope his entire life. I don't think Justin Bieber's a bad guy. I've never said that about him. And I'm happy for him because, you know, he's got the Hailey Bieber and new story that they've just made it public that they're having a child. Justin Bieber is going to be a father, right, Nicole?
Yeah, she's already 6 months along, which I cannot believe. I still feel like whenever I think of Justin Bieber, I still think of his cute 13-year-old baby boy face. And so I'm just like, wait, he's a man? Like, I forget that that guy is 30 years old. Like,
I know,
still
me too.
This cute little boy.
I know.
And now he's becoming a dad. I'm really, really excited for them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Justin Bieber being a dad, hopefully he'll be a responsible dad. I hope so. Very difficult when you have the schedule that he has, but hopefully he'll be there.
He seems to be maturing, though. So that marriage definitely seemed to be beneficial.
I think he'll be a fine dad. I see the way he treats some of his fans. And, you know, listen, every celebrity is going to get in a bad mood from time to time. But for the most part, I think he's very kind and good to his fans, and he appreciates them. And I think he'll be a good dad. I really do. I can't speak for her, but hopefully they'll both be good parents. All right. So obviously I grew up being a big Tom Brady fan, growing up in New England, growing up in Connecticut. I grew up a Patriots fan. I've met Tom Brady a couple times, once at a Las Vegas Aces game a few years ago. But it's always fun when some of these professional athletes and celebrities are getting roasted. Nicole, what did you make of the Tom Brady roast?
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. But whenever I watch a roast, I personally die inside, because if I was ever publicly roasted like that, I think I would die. I'm so sensitive. Even though I like to think I have thick skin, I think I would take so much of it personally, act like I'm okay, and then go home and bawl my eyes out. And when I was watching it, I thought of you, Brian, and I'm like, I have to ask Brian if he thinks he could handle that level of a toast. Like that.
Absolutely. I would love it.
I'm like, okay, I thought you were going to say yes.
Because I like the attention. Yeah, because I like the attention. No, I would love it, actually. And by the way, I was roasted. Jeff Ross, who is the celebrity roaster comedian who's phenomenal on Comedy Central. So I'll give you a quick 1 minute story. So it was the grand opening of the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club, and one of the comedians performing was Jeff Ross. And he points people out in the crowd. He said, "Who wants to be roasted?" Now, this is a professional roaster. I immediately put my hand up, and I'm jumping up on the stage. I wish I had a video of this. They didn't allow it, but
yes!
I'm wearing sandals and some beat up jeans. And the first thing he says to me, "Oh, look at this guy, bro. You've been through it, haven't you? You're wearing the Jesus shoes." And I'm just like, I am dying laughing because this guy's so funny. And I loved it, man. I loved it. I love it when people poke fun at me, especially when it's for laughter and jokes. Obviously, if it's malicious and people are just being horrible, there's different. But like, I don't take myself seriously. I'm a self-deprecator. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Jeff Ross is phenomenal, and he's done a lot of those roasts. But I agree. I thought they did a really good job in this Tom Brady roast, and it seemed like a couple of the jokes Brady did not seem very fond of, particularly a few about his ex-wife. But I thought for the most part, they did a really good job, and I thought it was very well done. I want to see more roasts, man.
I love that. Ileana, could you handle being roasted like that?
Yes and no. So I think okay. A little, it depended in what spirit and what topics they took on, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm a little like you. It just, you know, it might, after a while, it might kind of hit home. And
yeah. Well, I think everybody is different.
Yeah.
It affects everybody differently. I mean, you see some of the things that I laugh off. And, you know, it's funny because people, Nicole, will go on my social media and they'll say, Brian, you sound so angry. Brian, you sound so agitated by people. What they don't realize is you can picture this. I have my laptop on my lap. I'm a little bored and I'm giggling as I'm tweeting these things because I enjoy it. I like giving it back to people and I enjoy it. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. I have fun with it. A guy who ran for governor in the state of Nevada, he's an embarrassment. Republican Joey Gilbert, example.
Oh, yeah.
He started going after me for my Robert F. Kennedy Jr. interview. I just enjoy calling him Biff and calling him a meathead. And I'm just, you know, typing. And, you know, some people might call that a little bit immature. I'll take that criticism. I'll take it, my sophomoric sense of humor, but I enjoy it. I don't know. That's just me. So finally, Nicole, I learned that you're going to be racing with in your dream car, a Lamborghini this weekend. How the heck did this come about?
That's awesome.
I am so excited. So I'm doing that Speed Vegas or Vegas Speed. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
And I have drooled over Lamborghinis for like 10 years. I've looked at them. I've touched them. I've probably blown them kisses. But I've never sat in one, much less raced one. And I get to do that tomorrow. And I am so freaking excited.
Well, I can tell you that for most of my life, I could say that I've looked at them, but I have not touched them. But that's another story for another show. That's another inappropriate joke. So how much does this cost?
I don't know. It was gifted to me. That's a great question. Yeah.
Wow. So you get to go in a Lamborghini. How fast? Yes. Did they say how fast you're allowed to drive this vehicle? Because Lamborghinis can go pretty fast, pretty quickly.
Yeah. I think in my head, I'm going to go faster than I will in reality. Because first, I've never been on a race car track. Second, I'm in a very expensive car. And third, I've never done this before. So in my head, I'm like, I'm going to be flying around those corners. And I probably won't be. But I'm going to try.
For the record, my first car was a Volvo when I was like 17 years old. And that car went from 0 to 40 miles an hour in about 42.3 seconds. So I just want to be... I do drive a Dodge Charger now, and I will say this. Boy, that car can go fast. I'm not saying I ever drive fast. I'm not claiming that, but I'm just saying it can go very fast. It's got a pretty good motor. But Lamborghinis, we're talking about some of these cars that are worth in excess, some of them $500,000 even. I think
they do some training.
I hope so.
Yeah, they're going to give her some training.
I'm just upset.
They'll give you some training, some pointers.
I'm just feeling very insecure and very upset that Nicole didn't even invite me to be a passenger seat in the car. I don't know. What's up with that, Nicole?
It might be your funnest and last day.
Oh, wow. So yeah, that's true. That's true. I might have to wear a helmet and like 8 seat belts.
I mean, go on and cheer on.
I could do that.
That would be fun.
I could do that.
Take some photos.
So fun.
Well, I hope you have fun out there. And please be safe.
Yep.
And if there's any chance that you can drive away with the vehicle, I would certainly take that opportunity. It's a very nice, expensive car.
I'm gonna come right to your house, Brian. I'm like, Brian, hop in. Let's go.
I'll put it on eBay. I'll immediately sell the vehicle. Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. That seems like a fun day. And I can't wait to hear about it next week, Nicole. And I appreciate you coming on. Have fun, okay?
Thank you so much, Ileana.
All right.
And Brian,
stay safe.
See you.
Take care. Have a good one. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm very jealous. I would love to get in a Lamborghini and speed on the speedway.
I'm not the best driver, so I would probably be driving 50 miles an hour. I'm not a very good driver.
Yeah. Listen, everybody. I have some people on social media hitting me up about, I would love to interview Joe Biden or our vice president as well, Kamala Harris. So we'll work on that, and we'll continue to do that. Yeah. I would love to interview really anybody, even people that I despise. I still like if Candace Owens said, I'll do an interview with you, I would absolutely do it. You know, like.
And I actually think you're really nice to the people that you don't really like. And I think you do a really good job on that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Here's the misconception with me. It's like, you know, when you're a caller and you say something dumb, there's a difference between that and a guest that's willing to come on the show and having. I respect anybody that's willing to come on here and willing to have a debate. Now, I've had some interviews that have gone south very quickly, Larry Elder being one of them. He was very disrespectful to me. So I gave it right back at him, and I started yelling at him and told him he didn't know what he was talking about. You know, listen, if people are going to disrespect me, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did not do that at all.
No,
he was very respectful.
Yep.
And I would like to think that he thinks the same about me, that I was very respectful to him. There are ways that we could have respectful disagreements and conversations. When you call into the show as a caller and you totally misrepresent me, I'm going to get frustrated with you really fast, and it's not going to go very well for you. If you're on this show and you say something that is blatantly false, I'm going to call you out on it.
And this is hard. So I don't really blame RFK for not being, I don't think he's quite ready for it. He's very nice. And if you're listening, you're very nice. I think you're a nice human. But I don't think he's quite ready to answer the questions that people are going to throw at him.
You want to know what the biggest, and I'll tell him this if he comes in studio, hopefully he will. Yeah. I think he should have ran for mayor or governor, or I think he should have done something
else first. Or even Senate, U.S. Senate, something to kind of prepare him for the type of questioning. Being a Kennedy in the position that he's been is a lot different than being
He still can, absolutely. I would recommend that he do that first. Yes, I don't like his takes on some issues.
I think he contradicted himself quite a bit. Yeah. I think he's sounds a little conflicted in his own.
Yeah.
Beliefs on that, but I agree with you. I think he's what he put out was that he's a nice human.
No, I think he's a decent guy. Like I came away from that interview, he treated me with respect, and he was very
and he cares about his family.
So I have some good news for PTL fans out there, and we're going to have some bigger news around the corner. But we are going to be selling some shirts, some mugs.
Really cool ones,
yeah,
by the way.
We got that right around the corner. We're working on that. So for people that are fans of the show, we're going to be selling some really cool stuff. And new website around the corner as well. We have a lot of new doings happening.
And then everyone who buys
PTL
stuff will have to show Brian, you know, take pictures, show Brian with your new swag.
Yeah, I would love that as well. So that's right around the corner. I want everybody to subscribe to my YouTube page, which is at PTL Radio Show. Again, at PTL Radio Show, where you can see the full interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and many other things up there. So please do that. I'm pretty active on social media, Twitter, if I'm not calling people right-wing buffoons.
It's pretty entertaining. You should all check it out.
Yeah, it is. And Ileana, I appreciate you being here as well.
Thank you.
And I can't wait for Monday, Michael Cohen Day. Oh, boy, this is going to get really... You know we're going to be covering it. We're going to be covering all of it on Monday, so stay tuned for that. Get the popcorn out, ladies and gentlemen. Orange Turd is going to be sitting down in a courtroom again.
Lots to discuss.
While Michael Cohen is... I'm sorry if I offended Laura Ingraham. I'm sorry if I called your Lord and Savior Orange Turd. Oh, geez, I said it again. I'm so sorry. Cheeto Jesus, I apologize. But anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining us. I appreciate all of you. As I mentioned, subscribe to Occupy Democrats. Subscribe to my YouTube page, at PTL Radio Show. I appreciate all of you out there for making us a part of your day. And we'll be back at it on Monday, everybody. Have a great weekend, everybody.